From Tidbits on May 9th, 2011, this is Texty offers free SMS text message alternative for iOS by Adam C. Angst. I'm continually fascinated by how some people, myself included, fret over relatively small expenses because they seem out of proportion. And nothing winds me up like SMS text messages. These 160-character messages cost cellular carriers literally next to nothing, and yet they're priced so usuriously they give new meaning to being nickeled and dimed. One research even calculated that it's significantly cheaper to communicate with the Hubble Space Telescope, and there's a wonderful article that calculates that it would cost nearly $6,000 to transmit a 4-megabyte MP3 via SMS. Of course, if your thumbs have dents from hundreds of thousands of text messages, the cost is probably immaterial. You're likely happy paying a fixed monthly fee for unlimited text messaging, and the cellular carriers are still making plenty of profit from you. Now, the people who cringe every time the iPhone buzzes with a new text message are those, like me, who use text messaging sufficiently infrequently that it doesn't make financial sense to buy even the smallest bundle of text messages. From AT&T, bundles cost $10 per month for 1,000 SMS or MMS messages, $20 for unlimited, or $30 for unlimited for the entire family. Verizon Wireless charges $5 per month for 250 SMS or MMS messages, $10 for 500 messages, or $20 for 5,000 messages. If you don't choose a plan, you'll pay AT&T 20 cents per SMS text message or 30 cents per MMS multimedia message. Verizon's equivalent charges are 20 and 25 cents. And remember, you're charged to send and to receive. iPhone users in other countries may now commence giggling at us poor U.S. provincials. So those of us who can't stomach coughing up nearly as much for text messages we pay for far more useful 3G data are stuck paying 20 to 30 cents per message. Many of us begrudge the cell carriers every penny of it, especially when we never come close to using all the voice minutes or megabytes of data we're required to pay for as well. It's not that a quarter is a lot of money. It's the unholy combination knowing the resources consumed cost as close to zero as possible, and the value to us is nearly as low. If my math is right, sending 160 characters, that's 140 bytes due to SMS's 7-bit encoding, via AT&T's Data Plus plan, $15 for 200 megabytes, would cost 1/1000th of a cent. That's 1,500 cents divided by 2 whatever million megabytes, multiplied by 140 bytes, and divided by 100 to get it back into dollars. That's 1,000th of a cent. So an SMS message costs 20,000 times more than the equivalent amount of data via the same carrier. Don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing from any sort of a Luddite position here. I know full well how to send and receive text messages, and Tanya and I have even spoken with our parents about how texting is now a required 21st century skill. Since text messages can slip through when the cellular coverage is minimal, or in disaster scenarios where cell networks are otherwise overwhelmed. Nonetheless, since there are so few people I communicate with regularly via text message, I've started using a service and iOS app called Texty that uses your internet connection to send messages. Texty is free, supporting itself via ads interspersed within the messages you view and direct payments from those who are willing to pay $1.99 to turn the ads off. Although I've mostly used Texty on the iPhone, it also works on the iPad, where it has a full native interface, and the iPod Touch, neither of which can normally use SMS messaging. Once you download and install the Texty app, setup involves teaching it your email addresses and phone numbers, since that's how Texty knows how to route incoming messages to your copy of the app, alerting you via push notification, just as an SMS text message would. Tip, if you get a new iPhone, note that you must sign into Texty before you'll receive push notifications again. If another Texty user sends you a message via an unknown phone number or email address, Texty will still deliver it, but via normal SMS or email instead. After that, using Texty is eerily like using Apple's Messages app. The main screen listing existing conversations is nearly identical, with the only notable differences being Texty's setting button and refresh button at the bottom of the screen. An edit button lets you delete unwanted conversations, and a compose button lets you start a new conversation, messages in which can contain both text and an attached picture. Within a conversation, the look is just a little different, with Texty going beyond messages by offering 3 different text sizes and conversation bubble colors, selectable within Texty's appearance settings. And of course, there are the ads, which are custom designed to mingle within the messages and thus don't bother me at all. If they bother you, they can be turned off for $1.99 in in-app payment. Texty mimics the call and contact info buttons at the top of the conversation and adds a Load Older Messages button for pulling older messages back out of Texty's local database. In both the widescreen iPad interface and the smaller iPhone interface, you can even swipe over any individual message to delete it, as you can see in the iPad screenshot below. Texty's settings also let you turn off the message preview and push notifications, in case you don't want others to be able to read the message without unlocking the phone, and display the sender's verified address for additional identification. I hate getting SMS messages from unknown numbers, since people seldom identify themselves. You can also turn message sounds on or off. One neat Texty feature is in the social networking settings. It's the capability to see which of your friends already use Texty. The way this works is particularly clever and much better than the way many services import your entire address book. First, Texty reads and scrambles all the email addresses and contacts with a one-way hash, meaning it can't be reversed for privacy reasons. Then it compares those scrambled addresses with equivalently scrambled addresses for all users in the Texty server and displays a list of those addresses and contacts that match the addresses of Texty users. You can use Texty to send and receive text messages with anyone who has an email address anywhere in the world, and you can also use it to send text messages to many US-based mobile phone numbers. Texty doesn't work with Sprint or T-Mobile right now. Apparently, international cellular carriers generally lack the email gateways that Texty relies on in the United States. With email, Texty appears to deliver the message from your sending as address, but sets the reply to header such that replies should go back through Texty. Texty messages to normal mobile phones are similar, in that replies also come back through to Texty even though they appear to come from some random phone number. They include your name so the recipient knows who the message is from. The very first mobile phone text message someone receives from a Texty user includes some text explaining what Texty is, since recipients were being confused. Subsequent messages to the same number don't include the explanation. Overall, Tanya and I have found Texty extremely easy to use and entirely reliable, with one unsurprising exception. While we were on a recent trip to Boulder, I got up one early morning to run the famous Magnolia Road. So I didn't think my iPhone would have good coverage and didn't want to carry it on a 15-mile run, but it was important that Tanya knew when I started so she could call out the dogs if I didn't come back in a reasonable amount of time. When I arrived at the start of the run, up an insanely steep and switched-backed road that climbed to an elevation of over 8,000 feet, my iPhone was desperately trying to hold on to a single bar of signal, and when I attempted to use Texty to send Tanya a message that I was starting the run, it failed. Texty was happy to let me retry the message, but since it relies on an internet connection rather than the SMS network, it stood no chance of working without a data signal. I switched to the Messages app, sent Tanya an SMS text message for 40 cents, 20 cents for me to send, 20 cents for her to receive, and headed out on my run. I repeated the process when I was done, and with her eventual reply to me, we racked up $1.20 for what was probably less than 400 bytes and fewer words than are in this sentence. With Texty, the cost of those three sent and received messages might have been 12 thousandth of a cent. Texty messages aren't quite as small as SMS messages, but they're small and so small that even the developers haven't bothered to check, given server compression and other message-related communications. Or look at it this way. Since our AT&T family plan offers free mobile-to-mobile calling within AT&T's network and free unlimited calling to a set list of numbers, had there been voice coverage, I could have talked to Tanya and others for the entire two-hour run for free. So now, $1.20 isn't a lot of money until you start comparing it to 12 thousandth of a cent via Texty. If we both sent and received just 50 normal SMS text messages per month, it would be worth paying $10 per month each for AT&T's 1,000 message bundle, and that's $240 per year for the two of us, which counts as real money in my book, especially when compared to the 14 cents, or less, since some would be sent while using Wi-Fi instead of 3G data, that the same 1,200 text messages might cost us via Texty. $240 for SMS versus 14 cents for Texty? I'll be using Texty. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.